Perez, last name Perez, first name Octavio, Octavio, 10/15/65, 3/20/26 today. Mr. Perez is a 60-year-old gentleman who comes in today with multiple medical problems and issues, period. And paragraph, he's had back pain for a long time. He says it's getting worse from time to time. He's a driver. He does a lot of sitting down. The pain is not going down his right leg. He's had no difficulty with urination, no sign of neurological emergencies, i.e. he's difficulty with or loss of control of bowel and bladder, period. New paragraph, he's been taking diclofenac and Excedrin to some effect, period. His blood sugar has been doing fantastic. He's a diabetic. He was able to bring his blood sugar from over 8.5 to 5.9, then 6.2 with weight loss and exercise. And no GLP-1s were used, period. New paragraph, he's married, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink anymore. He has two children, two daughters, 29 and 31, no grandkids. He has a history of smoking and drinking in the past, but no more. Family history, dad died of pneumonia at age 63. Mom has diabetes, high blood pressure, and the usual things, he says, but no history of colon cancer or breast cancer. He had the colonoscopy done 10 years ago, when he turned 50. Eye exam 2 years ago. He was also told at one time he had a fatty liver and would like to get that checked as well today, period. His diabetes is controlled. At one time he tried to get on GLP-1 but was not able to get that approved through his insurance companies, period. New paragraph is, did I say allergy none? Good, medication. Let's make a list. On a separate sheet of paper, he takes glipizide, 5 milligram once a day, Lipitor, 20 milligram once a day, amlodipine, 5 milligram a day, diclofenac, 75 BID, which will be discontinued, and Start celebrates 200 milligram BID because it's a safer medication. Currently, he's not on ACE inhibitor. Put that in big letters. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, arthritis, bad back. Only surgery he's had is tonsillectomy, period. Childhood immunizations up to date. He weighs 172 pounds, lost 20 pounds, as I mentioned, 97.9 temp, 97%, 18, 79, 139 over 81. Heart positive, 1 positive, 2 lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, make sure JVD skin shows no issue on mucosa with indigenous logical non-focal. Number one, as far as low back pain is concerned, x-ray reveals tremendous curvature changes consistent with scoliosis. He also has issues with his spine, with his disc height in the thoracic and low lumbar, higher lumbar, L4, L1 and L2, period. He has radiculopathy symptoms that are new. It may be time for an MRI. He has no problem with weakness or falls at this time, and he has no neurological emergencies, loss of bladder, or a bowel movement control, period. New paragraph, the goal today is Decadron 10 milligram, Toradol 60 milligrams since his A1C is so well controlled. He's going to check his sugars. Let us know if the blood sugar stays up consistently. Then he's going to take Celebrex instead of diclofenac and Medrol dose pack for the next week. Nixon's come back and see us next week. Nixon's eye exam is overdue. Nixon's colonoscopy is up to date. Nixon's A1C is doing great. Nixon's, we're going to get a copy of his blood work. Nixon's diabetic neuropathy, mild. Nixon's leg pain. Nixon's related to his back pain. Nixon's ultrasound of the abdomen shows minimal fatty liver. Nixon's check liver function test. Nixon's gallbladder looks normal. Nixon's no evidence of DVT or PVT in the lower extremity. Nixon's, we looked at his carotid. He's got a couple of loose arthromas in the carotid artery. Can you drop those, man? No hemodynamically unstable lesion. Thyroid looks good. No other abnormalities noted in the lower extremity. BPH noted, prostate slightly enlarged, period. Come back next week. He's thinking about switching his primary care to us, and we'll see how things go when he returns for further evaluation. Bring blood sugars and a copy of blood tests with you next time. Thank you.